Senator Chuck Schumer joined elected officials and activist groups in Syracuse yesterday to protest the Republican tax overhaul passed by Congress back in December. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, demonstrators fear the tax cuts will be paid for by cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Schumer says Republicans were ashamed of their tax reform bill and rushed it through Congress without a single Democratic vote.
So much of the benefit goes to the wealthiest and most powerful corporations and to the wealthiest individuals. The top 1% got a tax break. Now they're doing great. I don't begrudge them, but they don't need a tax break. The average struggling working family in central New York and throughout America needs a tax break.
Schumer says the worry now is Republicans will want entitlement reform to pay for the tax cuts. Bill Spreeder, president of the Central New York chapter of the New York State Alliance of Retired Americans, says President Donald Trump's proposed budget breaks the promise he made on the campaign trail that he would not cut entitlement spending.
Since we've passed this massive tax cut of $1.5 trillion, we have to pay for it. So it's going to come out of the hides of the seniors and people who are going to be retiring on Social Security.
Protesters voiced their support for Schumer and Democrats' proposal of an infrastructure bill that would be paid for by rescinding the tax breaks for the wealthy. Republicans are defending the tax overhaul, pointing to bonuses some companies have offered to employees as a result. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.